Kalim Perikud Beis Mishnah Ches. We're going to talk about other types of Kli Meteches now, whether they're Mekabel Tumah or not. Ha'oilor. Oilor is something that you sharpen the edge of a quill with. Vakulmus. A kulmus is a pen. Now, a pen, we know a pen by Oslo. They start with quills. But this is a type of et where ink was put in. It's talking about some type of calligraphy pen, and it's made out of metal. Vam tutelas. It's a piece of metal attached to a rope that's lowered down the side of a building to see if the building was built on the right angle. Vam ishkolois. These are weights that are used with scales. Vakurim. These are poles of metal that one pulls off the zesim on a tree. Zesim are hard to get down, so you pull them down, pull the olives off. The hakan. There's a metal kli to use to make straight lines on a cloth. The lines that we make is called sirtut. You can look when you look at a mezuzah, sefteru. So the kan is the instrument that draws the lines. Vehakano. A kano is a piece of metal, a flat piece of metal, that's put underneath cloth. When you're being mesartet, when you're putting the lines on, it's used to hold the paper properly. All these are functional clay matakas. Tmeim de mekabel tumah. Cho gomei kli eitz tmeim, if it's gomei kli eitz. Gomei kli eitz, we described before, that's missing the final product. It's functional, but it's missing the same final project, tmeim. Because kli eitz, we explained before, is not only a kli when it's made up to professional standards. It's a kli because it's functional, and gomei kli eitz is functional. Chutz, shel eshkeroya, is a type of expensive wood that's not royal l'shimash until you mamish polish it and use it. It's partially missing the basic functioning. So mainly, even though it has the tzura of a kli, but not a kli. Yehuda Oimer, also a kli that's made out of groifis, which is a branch of zayis toira, atshe tisholik, until it's soaked in the water, hot water where it's soaked, and then it dries it out, and gets rid of whatever oil or whatever it is inside the wood, and then it can be formed into proper materials. So that would also be considered a kli. Now the wording of the Mishnah, v'chol gomei kli eitz tmeim, chutz mishalosh geroya, is shver, because what it means, it says gomei kli eitz, it's fully formed as a kli. It's just missing its final touch. It's fully functional. Chutz mishalosh geroya, that's not functional. Okay, so we have a klal, that the kli is not fully functional, so then it's not mekabel tumah. Eshkeroya is a harder material to work with. The Rambam seems to say a different shot. The Rambam says that eshkeroya is an expensive material, and we wouldn't use it at all, like Klei Matachas, the Gemara that we discussed in Chulin, where it doesn't have an oimid liyos kli until it matches up benoy b'yoyfi, professionalism, and eshkeroya would be the same thing. So for that, it's not. That's why he says, gomei kli eitz eshkeroya betzim is functional. But since it's a choshva material, you wouldn't use it until it's a final product. So now that's why it's not mekabel tumah. That's the chutz. What's interesting is the Rambam made a new klal in Perkei Kalim Halacha Aleph that gomei kli eitz is mekabel tumah chutz mishalosh geroya, the Mishnah. She'ein ha'kli mimenu choshuv kli ad she'tisyape, which is that lashon the way we just explained. The korav be'enai, the Rambam says a chiddush, shekli etzem kekli shel eshkeroya, ivory v'chadoyim and things that are made out of bone material, ve'en gomei mekablam tumo. The Rambam is masik. Zoi sakroi v'loi yodati ma'in boloi. V'chayra, the word is a bazunder of ape eshkeroya because it's missing a final product. So that's already like the first lashon that we said. The eshkeroya pashut doesn't work, it can't function. That's true by clay etzim. If you say the word is al tzashen kai, the regular piece of wood, it's a piece of wood, it's functional, fine, lighter. Hashem and Eshkere is a chosh of a clay etzim. They made the box, the kalfi that they did the pious in the Beis Hamikdash with, they made out of etzel Eshkere. It's an expensive materials. Ivory, I understand also, until it's a final material, one doesn't use it. So because of that, it's like clay matakas. There's a whole arichus over here in the Kesem Mishnah, the Lechem Mishnah, how to learn the Machlokes Rambam arrived. problem is that the Gemara in Chul and Daf Chof Hei already discusses whether Klei Etzem can claim Ateches. So why would the Rambam call Zanichnis to me on the Rambam? Why would the Rambam shtel it to Eitz Eshkeroyah? Is it for the same reason? Eitz Eshkeroyah is because it's not fully functional. Mashayin came by Klei Etzem. The reason why is because it's not actually Yisyapim. The Tzushta between the two of the Rambam is interesting. We'll just point out one halacha without going into the whole Arum. There's also one of Shabbos that Pei Aleph that talks about Pshute Klei Etzem Tmeim, because it's like Klei Mateches. The Goyin in Erechaim Tof Nun Aleph Legabe Klei Etzem Tzichim Hagolo. This is in Hilchos Hagolas Kelim. That Klei Etzem needs Hagolo. The Goyin says the Makor is from Divrei Rav Nachman, the Gemara in Chulin, that Klei Etzem Kikli Matocho is Domi. Weiss Toys, the Goyin learned up that this that Rav Nachman says that Klei Etzem Havik Kikli Mateches is Lavdafka only a word Legabe when it's a final Zach Legabe Kabbalah's Toma. Legabe the Etzem Shem Kli. Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Aleph. We're going to go through some more. Klei Mateches. When do they become Tohar Bishvirosam? Hasayif is a sword. Hasakin is a knife. Vapigyoin is some type of knife that has two blades. Vaharoimach is a spear. Magal Yad is something sharp that a person uses at home. Some type of sharp utensil. But it's not made for weaponry. Magal Kotzi is something that a person uses also like with a sharp edge, like something that could cut, but it's used in the field. Kotzi means the harvest. The Hashchor, these are small scissors for cutting here. Scissors. The Zug, Shel Saparim, this is a bigger pair of scissors. I can say anything sharp that has a blade in any level of cutting. All these, Shenechliku, when the two chalokim of the scissors come apart, or any of these other things, when they break into two pieces, harelu tmeim. Why? Because each one still has a sharp edge, each one could cut. Rabbi Yosi Omer, hasamuch liyad tamei. They didn't have what we have by scissors, is that there's a hole in the bottom for the fingers on both, on the piece connect to both blades. They had only on one side. Hasamuch liyad tamei. When one side has the hole where you hold on, the hand could hold it, that's tamei because you can use it efficiently. Hasamach l'roish, the other chelik, doesn't have a base yad, is tahor, because that, there's nothing to hold on to it to use it effectively. Misperes, this is scissors that's used, dafka feseh shal noshim, the mevashim say, shenechel l'shnayim, b'yudah metame, because again, each one could be used b'doichik, because the mice and people don't use it. People don't use it because it can't be used on themselves efficiently. Similarly, that's mafkia the shem kli. We'll just point out that the whole Mishnah, Sayyid, Sakin, Pigur, and all these things, the Tosis Yom Tov says in Pshat that it's going both after it became Tomei. To at what point is it called broken that the Tumah is Poka? It's also the Gabi Kabbalah's Tumah, the Chetchila. When is it called Roy Letame? The Maisi, each one does Me'ein Melachti. That's the Gedah Drums where the Rambam says it. In Kelim Perek Yud Aleph. The Maisi, the Mishnah's Tayyus brings a Chazanish that says that the Mishnah is only talking about where they were Mechubarim, the two pieces, and they were taken apart. But what happens when they were made separately? When they were made separately, the Avadat's Tor, because even though each one could do Me'ein Melachti, it's only a Vivai, they were part of a Kli. And now it became Ois Kli. No, it's still Ois Mei Malacht. It's still part of the Shem Kli. But before it was formed into what it is, of course it's not a real thing.